anything new in terms of managing the rash associated with erlotinib? And I've got to ask you, because I was speaking with your nurse, Ann Stiegel, and she told me her fascinating observation that she thinks she's made on the use of Head and Shoulders for that.
Yeah, I know. In fact, I'm guilty of letting Ann manage most of those patients. And as I leave the room and she starts talking about rash, I do hear Head and Shoulders come up quite a bit. I don't know if it's had any formal study associated with it. But the rash, most of the time, is an inconvenience for patients. The rash that tends to bother patients the most initially is the acneiform, and that has a bit of a burnout quality to it. It will certainly flare a week or two into it, and then it tends to get better. We do use the typical ointments and antibiotics that you use for acne, and I do think they have clinical benefit in most patients. Once you get the acne part under control, what I've been impressed with is that patients on this drug for a while get into the dry skin, itchy skin syndrome, and that sometimes is a bit more problematic for patients, but usually those are the patients that are having such a great response to treatment that they are willing to kind of put up with those things, although I have a gentleman on the CLGB trial who's had a very dramatic response to Tarceva as a single agent. He was a never smoker, and he said, I just can't stand the pruritus and the dry skin. I want a dose reduction. And, you know, this is a pretty smart guy who's in his late 60s, and he got to the point where he said, my quality of life is just driving me nuts, and can we try a dose reduction to see if that helps? And he's about 6 weeks into it and seems to be responding to that, but it's the first time that I had really made a dose reduction for itching.
It's interesting because those dry skin situations, what Ann was talking about with the Head and Shoulders, you know, actually being used as a body wash. Have you actually talked to any of those patients to see whether it helped?
Yeah, it's funny that a lot of patients say that it does help. And I must say where I get a lot of feedback is from the family members, where they have noticed that the patient just seems to be less symptomatic with doing these sorts of things. So Ann may be onto something here.
Well, with all the caveats about anecdotal observations, but of course, that's how medicine happens sometimes.
That's right.